When I was a child, I had a personal conflict over my beliefs. My parents were raised in the Buddhist tradition, but I attended Sunday school every week, where I loved hearing the biblical stories about whales, arks, pillars of salt, ribs, and apples. I was fascinated by these Old Testament parables, which were my favorite part of Sunday school. It seemed to me that the parables about great floods, burning bushes, and parting waters were so much more exciting than Buddhist chanting and meditation. In fact, these ancient tales of heroism and tragedy vividly illustrated deep moral and ethical lessons which have stayed with me all my life. One day in Sunday school, we studied Genesis. To read about God thundering from the heavens, "Let there be light," sounded so much more dramatic than silently meditating about nirvana. Out of naive curiosity, I asked my Sunday school teacher, "Did God have a mother?" She usually had a snappy answer as well as a deep moral lesson to offer. This time, however, she was taken aback. "No," she replied hesitantly, "God probably did not have a mother." "But then where did God come from?" I asked. She mumbled that she would have to consult with the minister about that question. I didn't realize that I had accidentally stumbled on one of the great questions of theology. I was puzzled because in Buddhism there is no God at all, but a timeless universe with no beginning or end. Later, when I began to study the great mythologies of the world, I learned that there were two types of cosmologies in religion. The first based on a single moment when God created the universe, the second based on the idea that the universe always was and always will be. They couldn't both be right, I thought. Later, I began to find that these common themes cut across many other cultures. In Chinese mythology, for example, in the beginning, there was the cosmic egg. The infant god Pan Ku resided for almost an eternity inside the egg, which floated on a formless sea of chaos. When it finally hatched, Pan Ku grew enormously, over 10 feet per day, so the top half of the eggshell became the sky and the bottom half the earth. After 18,000 years, he died to give birth to our world. His blood became the rivers, his eyes the sun and moon, and his voice the thunder. In many ways, the Pan Ku myth mirrors a theme found in many other religions and ancient mythologies, that the universe sprang into existence, creatio ex nihilo, created from nothing. In Greek mythology, the universe started off in a state of chaos. In fact, the word chaos comes from the Greek word meaning abyss. This featureless void is often described as an ocean, as in Babylonian and Japanese mythology. This theme is found in ancient Egyptian mythology, where the sun god Ra emerged from a floating egg. In Polynesian mythology, the cosmic egg is replaced by a coconut shell. The Mayans believed in a variation of this story, in which the universe is born but eventually dies after 5,000 years, only to be resurrected again and again to repeat the unending cycle of birth and destruction. These creatio ex nihilo myths stand in marked contrast to the cosmology according to Buddhism and certain forms of Hinduism. In these mythologies, the universe is timeless, with no beginning or end. There are many levels of existence, but the highest is nirvana, which is eternal and can be attained only by the purest meditation. In the Hindu Mahapurana, it is written, "If God created the world, where was he before creation? Know that the world is uncreated, as time itself is, without beginning and end." These mythologies stand in marked contradiction to each other, with no apparent resolution between them. They are mutually exclusive. Either the universe had a beginning, or it didn't. There is apparently no middle ground. Today, however, a resolution seems to be emerging from an entirely new direction, the world of science, as the result of a new generation of powerful scientific instruments soaring through outer space. ancient mythology relied upon the wisdom of storytellers to expound on the origins of our world. Today, scientists are unleashing a battery of space satellites, lasers, gravity wave detectors, interferometers, high-speed supercomputers, and the Internet, in the process revolutionizing our understanding of the universe and giving us the most compelling description yet of its creation.